The farmhouses. This point of interest is found in Chernobyl, Path 2, Stage 2. Description. Most of the farmhouses had a court, locally called kurt or lera, that is to say, a large communal courtyard, where activities were carried out and where the various entrances to the house and farm were located. There were also porticos, portic, used in winter as a space for manual labor. The house was built on several levels, and access to each level was through external staircases interposed by balconies with wood railings, lobbia. Firewood was generally placed under the stairs. On the ground floor, the coolest area, there was the access to a small vaulted stone wine cellar, called cantinin, used to store not only wine, but dairy products and some cuts of meat too. On the upper levels, there was a ventilated dry room, called granary, granet, used to store harvest products, mainly corn and grains, panich, nuts and salami. A special room was reserved for silkworm breeding. The house consisted of but a few rooms, a very large kitchen, cuisine, which was the center of domestic life, and the breadroom's stands. The toilet, a small hut with simply a pit hole in the middle, latrina, was placed outside. Whether attached or separated from the dwelling house, the farm consisted of two rooms. On the lower floor, the stable to shelter livestock, and upstairs, the barn for the storage of fodder, often taken down by making it fall through a wooden trapdoor. The size of the stable, stalla, varied according to the quantity and variety of animals kept. The coexistence of different species bred for family use was frequent. The stable was low, paved with gravel or pebbles, rishada, with a wooden manger, parzef, on one or two of the perimeter walls. The larger premises were divided in two by a passage with gutters on each side to drain off animal manure. A stable of about 50 square meters could fit as many as 10 cows. The barn, cassina, sometimes vertically separated by dividing beams, could reach a height of 6 meters. One part would hold small bundles, crusegne, of chestnut tree shoots, zembul, which, together with hay, were the cattle food in winter, and leaves, mainly of beech and fern, feuia, which formed the cow's pallet, stram or lech. The other hay, fen, the pile whereof could be 4 meters high. Taken from the book Testimonianze di vita contadini in Rovena, Chernobyl, 1998.